chances improve. There'll still be random storms, but in greater supply, more to go around. High temperatures generally in the low to mid-90s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery Regional Airport was awarded $935,000 from the FAA mainly to repave and resurface all taxiways and runways. It's the final phase of a 10-year plan to upgrade infrastructure that officials say will make the airport safer and more competitive. Tuesday was the qualifying deadline for Montgomery's municipal elections. The official list of qualified candidates will be released later this week. The election is set for August 27th. And smart garbage trucks, it's the new thing in Montgomery, and it could help with potholes or other road issues in your neighborhood. More than 60 city garbage trucks are now equipped with smart city technology that will alert city officials of problem areas and neighborhoods across Montgomery. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard Menu with seven flavors, like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer. Yahoo! Your first cannonball. Yahoo! Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon. Yahoo! That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard Menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy tastes good. Yahoo! At participating locations.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A united front from the freshman Democrats attacked by the president as he fans the flames of racial resentment.
This is his plan to pit us against one another.
Trump administration opened a new front in its drive to limit the number of people crossing the southern border into the United States by making it much harder to request asylum.
A white security guard was caught on surveillance pulling his gun on a black sheriff's deputy.
Prosecutors told the federal judge Epstein is an extreme flight risk, while two of his accusers testified that he is a risk to the public as well.
Millions are under flash flood watches as the remnants of Barry continue to lash the South, the storm moving into Arkansas and in Louisiana, leaving behind a disaster.
The miraculous rescue of Cheryl Powell, finally surrounded by family again. The 60-year-old who went missing in Central California's White Mountains, found alive 3 days after she vanished.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver. a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. "Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry?" Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking. Or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism. But he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. "Don't bother me with that," he said. "There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like." "What?" she asked. "Two yachts." Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, "It's people like you who keep socialism from working." And Brad agreed. "Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance." By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, "But there's still one problem. How many are there, like me?" "Well, not as many as you think," she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, "There she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist." How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on Wednesday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Stomach is down 47 points and it is 89 toasty degrees. It feels like a convection oven outside.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
Well, I got here before it got hot. Oh, so yeah. I avoided.
You've been here since
8:30.
8:30.
Yes.
Rats.
Yeah. Good day, though. It's been a good day.
Been a good day, huh?
Yeah.
I like that. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. So go by and see Reed and Karen Ingram, the whole gang. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They may do something special for you. Have people dropping by all the time that are show listeners. Have some folks go by and go pick up some of those peas I was talking about. Said they were yummy. They sent me a note on Facebook. Said, thanks for the tip. Tell you a couple of other things that are good. The Amish butter is really good. I use that for cooking, particularly when I'm doing my steaks and I want to pan it. That butter is just outstanding for that. Outstanding in a baked potato. Outstanding on corn. It's just, did I mention it's outstanding? I mean, Atlanta Braves got smacked around last night. I mean, bad. 11 to 1 or 2? I stopped watching like in the 8th inning and said, this isn't going to work out very well. Okay, let's pull up that WSFA piece on the mayor's race. And I want to hear from you. Do you have any favorites out of this group that's going to be running for mayor? You know some of them. A whole bunch of them you do not know. And we'll try to kind of bring in some of the folks that time to time. We have a couple of that are callers to the show. Let's listen to the story on WSFA.
Ended just an hour ago, and it is a crowded field in the race for Montgomery mayor.
At last check, 12 candidates have turned in their documents to run for the office. Tonight, petitions are still being authenticated.
In just a few more days, though, we'll know for sure which candidates will show up on the ballot. And it is a wide array of politicians, business people, retired military, all hoping to follow Mayor Todd Strange, who is not running for re-election. WSFA 12 News anchor John O'Connor is joining us with more in this Decision 2019 update. John?
Yeah, Mark, as you mentioned, a wide range of candidates, from a current county commissioner to the creator of a local Facebook crime watch group. Here are the 12 names that the city has provided us. Butler Browder, Hobson Cox, Artur Davis, the former U.S. congressman who ran in the last election, Ronald Davis, Montgomery County Commission Chairman Elton Dean, Shannon Ferrari, Montgomery County Probate Judge Stephen Reed, David Woods, Edward Crowell, Victoris Felder, J.C. Love III, and Bibby Simmons. Also up for election, all the city council seats, and we're working to get a list of all those names of the candidates as well, Mark.
All right, John, thanks for that. And WSFA 12 News is joining the League of Women Voters and Troy University to host a 2019 Montgomery Mayoral Forum. That's coming up on August 14th. The forum will air live on WSFA 12 News from 8 to 10 p.m. and will be broadcasting live from the historic Davis Theater downtown on the campus of Troy Montgomery. The public is invited to attend the event. However, there will be.
There will be. Well, with that many candidates, 2 hours debate, they probably ought to look at maybe doing two pieces of it. Hobson Cox has been a caller to this show for a long time, known him for quite a while, and he's won before. He's always kind of an out-there kind of person. All of you know Artur Davis from my show. I think most of you kind of know of Elton Dean. The Reed family is known far and wide. Stephen Reed, Joe Reed's son, David Woods of WCOV fame, and he's won before. He's I know him as a very conservative guy. Edward Crowell, who is a former retired general, very well respected in the business community, I know that. The rest of the candidates, I just don't know that much about, to be honest with you. Here are kind of two things I would like to hear from you. Is there anybody in this list that you really, really, really like? And is there anybody in this list, no matter who they're running against, you're going to vote for the other person? Are there any candidates that hit either of those two areas? And I'd like to know, this is going to be a very decisive election as far as deciding the future of the city of Montgomery. There's someone here that, in talking to people, say there, you know, you have four or five folks that can do the job, some better than others, but I'm not sure how prepared some of these other folks are. I think people like to think of themselves, fancy themselves as running for mayor, that they can bring some ideas to the table, but it doesn't mean that they have the personality and the character and the wherewithal to be a mayor, because it's not an easy job. We're going to have the mayor on, by the way, at 2 o'clock today. We'll ask his opinions of what are the characteristics that he would look for and that he thinks would make a good mayor, not mentioning names, but just characteristics and background. What are some of those things that people add to the table? Okay, so we've had the squad is kind of going like a crazy. Let's start out with some of the news around, and let's do the... I sent you another WSFA piece, didn't I?
I believe so.
In my first email to you?
Yes.
This is kind of an interesting... I've had some discussion with some Auburn alum that are pretty plugged in, and who are on the alumni... One was on the alumni board. But Auburn University does a $4.5 million separation agreement for their outgoing president. Let's listen to this story.
The $4.5 million settlement agreement between former Auburn University president Stephen Leith and the Board of Trustees is garnering national attention. Leith and the board agreed to part ways 2 years into his five-year contract, resulting in a pricey payout. WSFA 12 News reporter Jennifer Horton has the story you'll see only on 12.
It's a number rarely heard in settlements between public universities and outgoing presidents. But news of a $4.5 million settlement with Auburn University's former president reached the desk of Scott Jaschik, a Washington, D.C. editor for Inside Higher Ed, which monitors and studies post-secondary education trends.
That's just a lot of money, and raises the question of why they wanted him gone.
The separation agreement leaves little room for comment outside the mutual split between Leith and the university.
He had some reason to not be president, that he had some reason that they didn't want him in office. And so the question for all of us is, what was that reason worth all that money?
Perhaps the most controversial element, Leith walks away with more money from the settlement than if he had served his contract.
It seems terrible. It seems like something that only a rich person would go along with. The reality is, of course, that presidents of public and private colleges and universities are paid a lot.
Jaschik says universities typically use special funds for these payments, as Auburn has private money to pull from outside state appropriations. Due to the agreement, Auburn couldn't speak to what funds are being used to cover these payments.
Really, people should be keeping an eye out for anything that would explain this.
The governor serves as president of the board. We reached out to her about the settlement today. Her office said in a statement that she has a vested interest in Auburn University and has confidence in the board as they move forward with this process. Mark?
All right. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. The board appointed retired Auburn president Jay Googe to serve in an interim capacity until a permanent president is named.
Inquiring minds want to know. Yeah, so the two people I talked to, one that's on the alumni board, said that this will not go unquestioned.
I was about to say, that is a very pricey payout for wanting to terminate the contract so early.
And there are also some rumors that are kind of out there, some improprieties that were there, and they're worried about lawsuits and things like that. But that he may have also had some objection to the way Auburn was handling some things, and so they kind of time to go type of thing. But I think it's going to take a little while to find out, but I know there's some people that are on this that really want to find out, and they should find out, because Auburn has got a stellar reputation on a lot of different fronts, and you don't want this kind of hanging over your head. Once they kind of got the Bobby Lauder problem solved a long time ago, then things got a lot better for Auburn, because Bobby was kind of weighing things down and getting too involved and stuff. And that stopped, thank goodness. And then Auburn righted itself and really became known as a university-going place. You look at their building program. I don't know. Have you been over there recently?
No, it's been a while.
It is amazing. Hmm. It's amazing what's going on over there. The new Arts and Performance Center. I mean, it is like, whoa. And the new Coliseum is great. I mean, they've got a great building program that's going on there. And they're doing something about the traffic. That's the main thing.
Well, I'm only 8 years removed, and the place has changed leaps and bounds. It's amazing. It's really remarkable.
Well, they've got, they really have been working on a capital campaign and working on their fundraising and tapping alumni. And that's why the alumni board has got a lot more influence than they used to have. They used to just kind of be there as kind of a token so we can say we're doing this. But they really moved into a very aggressive capital campaign and a campaign to bring in alumni, to make them part of the school, back part of the school, doing speeches and coming back, and particularly those that have kind of moved into super career professionals like cook, mm-hmm. like doctors, like astronauts. And I mean, you know, there are three major NASA facility directors that are all Auburn graduates, two astronauts that have flown their Auburn graduates, Guy Bluford being the most famous, the first African-American in space. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I have to ask Mr. Don Rickard, what's going on at Brubaker Motors? I've been in Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa, and everywhere I go, I'm seeing cars with Brubaker stickers on them.
Well, it's two things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We'd rather sell 1,000 vehicles and only make $100 than sell 100 cars and make $1,000. We price our vehicles to fit your budget, so you can drive away in the car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted. The second thing is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks and no fine print. Our secret isn't really a secret at all.
What do you mean?
We respect all our customers and treat them fair. To put it in layman's terms, we just always do what is right.
That's it? Just good old Southern hospitality?
You got it. It's actually become the Brubaker way, and people appreciate that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Kia, Brubaker Infinity, and Brubaker Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. Or visit them online at Brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Lewis Lawn Equipment. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Lewis Lawn Equipment and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. You remember the video of Eric Garner, the black male that was selling cigarettes, and the officers kind of asked him to put his hands behind his back, and they were going to cuff him, and he refused, and they did an officer takedown, and was saying that he couldn't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe.
Yeah, they had him in a chokehold, but I doubt it was, I don't think it was the actual chokehold, I think it was the compression of his chest on the ground, and he had asthma.
Yeah, he had, and his, he was not in the best of health, but the officer involved in the death is, has basically been, it's not going to face charges, has been acquitted after an investigation, but there are calls out there for him to resign.
Those calls don't surprise me. They don't surprise me at all.
New calls for a New York City police officer to be fired after federal prosecutors decided not to charge him in the chokehold death of Eric Garner. Garner's death 5 years ago today prompted a national conversation about policing and race. Jeff Begays is here. Jeff, I think the big question is, why did it take the Justice Department 5 years or nearly 5 years to reach a conclusion?
Well, ultimately, federal prosecutors couldn't agree. A senior Justice Department official tells CBS News that the Civil Rights Division wanted to bring charges in this case, but the Eastern District of New York did not. It was Attorney General William Barr who had to make the final call. Federal prosecutors say the evidence in Eric Garner's death, including this widely viewed cell phone video showing NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo placing the 43-year-old in a chokehold, was not enough to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Pantaleo violated criminal civil rights acts.
This was a very difficult decision, and it was one that was contemplated and considered at the very highest levels of the Department of Justice for several years.
Okay, so this was CBS's morning, and of course there's outrage among the black community and among the Garner family. And who are they going to blame? The racist Bill Barr and Donald Trump.
Of course, and this case in particular, I remember it very well. And it's one that made me say, don't just focus on the officer involved in this, as tragic as the situation was. But why aren't you just as pissed at ridiculously high taxes on tobacco that the reason people will sell so-called Lucy's in New York City? I mean, and it's just like, it's a whole system that works together. So, I don't think this officer did this, with any intention of harming Garner and killing him, certainly not.
And we're going to, it's going to kind of get into some of that in just a moment. Let's listen to the second clip.
My father is gone!
Eric Garner's daughter reacted outside the federal courthouse calling for Pantaleo to be fired.
If you're not standing with fire at Pantaleo, then you're standing for nothing! For nothing!
I'm minding my business, please just leave me alone!
Pantaleo and other officers confronted Garner in 2014 after responding to a call that he was selling cigarettes illegally. Nearly 5 months later, a grand jury found no reasonable cause to indict Pantaleo for his actions.
He said, "I can't breathe!"
He said, "I can't breathe!"
Garner's final words, "I can't breathe," became a rallying cry for protesters across the country. Gwen Carr is Garner's mother.
5 years ago, my son said, "I can't breathe," 11 times. And today we can't breathe.
The head of New York City's largest police union called Pantaleo a good and honorable officer who was doing his job in the manner he was taught.
All the officers who was involved in my son's death that day need to be off the force.
An attorney for Pantaleo says the officer is gratified at the decision, which came one day before the statute of limitations would have run out. An internal NYPD investigation is ongoing, and the commissioner could decide whether to fire Pantaleo by the end of next month.
So there may yet be some disciplinary action.
There could be by the end of August. It's a lengthy process. A lot of people yesterday were wondering, well, why hasn't this already happened?
Yeah.
But several more weeks of this internal investigation.
So that's not going to go away anytime soon. And what's Bill Blasio going to do here?
Right. Well, and also, if you're the police chief at this point, and if you're the officer at this point, the best decision might be to step down from the force and to leave. Maybe it's not on the technical thing. This is how I was trained. I didn't do anything wrong, is the claim. But given the public outrage over this situation, it might be best for him to going
well, for his own personal safety, because he was working undercover.
Right.
And so that's an easy place to get whacked in.
Well, and I hear the voice of the mother there, and I mean, it's just these situations, that's so tragic and terrible.
Well, when you have something that happens like this, you want to come up with a reason why.
Right.
And the why to them was the police officer. If the police officer wouldn't have done that, then it wouldn't have happened. He would be alive. But then the other part is, Well, if he would have been selling the cigarettes illegally and would have obeyed the command, then he'd be alive. So it's only the way you look at it. But it's that relationship we have with police officers that something needs to be mended with it. Speaking of police officers, let me go to a break. A former police officer who's a Republican is going to run against AOC. Also, a black female announced today, a businesswoman, that she's going to be running also as a Republican. Interesting. We're going to be back with the story right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The president thanking the four congresswomen he's been feuding with, tweeting, they're the reason his numbers have gone up by 4 points on the Rasmussen poll this day after formal condemnation for some of his remarks by the House, which is gearing up for a criminal contempt vote against some of the president's inner circle.
For Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and Attorney General William Barr over their refusal to comply with subpoenas for documents related to the 2020 census.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, one of the most wanted terrorists in the world, arrested by Pakistan.
Hafiz Saeed, the so-called mastermind of the Mumbai terror attacks in 2008. They were a three-day rampage by gunmen at luxury hotels in the Indian city that left 166 people dead, including six Americans.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. And home construction slipping 0.9% in June. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The big heat is back, and that dominates much of the eastern half of the nation. I think we could be in the upper 90s for the next couple of days, with a high around 97 today and tomorrow, and the heat index approaching the 105 danger range. Any storms that do pop up will be very isolated in nature. Most towns will stay dry. Low temperatures at night in the middle 70s. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances improve. There'll still be random storms, but in greater supply, more to go around. High temperatures generally in the low to mid-90s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Ooh, traffic. Great album. This is one of those hidden albums back in the 1970s.
This actually opens up Avengers Endgame.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's such a... It's like in the... It's playing over the speakers in the movie itself, like in the spaceship, because it's the Guardians of the Galaxy, and they have an old tape with all this music. But it's also a great way... This is the end of a decade-long story, and the song really plays into that theme. Dear Mr. Fantasy plays a tune.
That is cool.
Really, really great song, too.
It really is. Traffic was a great group. They were almost too underground during that era, but several of us discovered them. And they were kind of like in that Crosby, Stills, and Nash elk. And they were just great. And Blind Faith and groups like that. Ginger Baker. Eric Clapton. Let's tell the audience about the story that you and I were just talking about off mic.
Yeah, it's a story that dropped only about 5 minutes ago on Politico. It's essentially Rand Paul angles to become Trump's emissary to Iran. Rand Paul pitched the idea during a recent round of golf with the president. Over a round of golf this past weekend, Rand Paul, senator from Kentucky, asked Donald Trump his blessing for a sensitive diplomatic mission. Paul proposed sitting down with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif to extend a fresh olive branch on the president's behalf. This is according to four U.S. officials. The aim to reduce tensions between the two countries. The Iranian foreign minister is in New York this week for UN meetings and private sit-downs with journalists and think tank experts. And, of course, the Politico article, not just keep reading it, goes into how a lot of the hawks and the hawkish elements within the administration are kind of annoyed with this move by the president, thinking it's going to undermine his maximum pressure campaign. But I think this is good Trump. This is Trump sort of playing into his instincts that we're going to keep maximum pressure on, but I'll let Rand Paul, who's a completely different face, talk to probably the most reasonable person in the Iranian regime. I mean, the Revolutionary Guard, good luck talking to them. The Supreme Leader in this article says is likened talking to the U.S. like drinking poison. It could just be talk, but we'll see.
I'm sure we just have a tendency to kind of put down the U.S. quite a bit.
But a big win could be...
But Rand Paul going to Iran was kind of interesting. And by the way, the State Department granted him a passport, but they contained him to five square blocks in New York.
The Iranian Foreign Minister.
He could do UN, his hotel, and there's a five-block area that encompassed.
If something could come of this where you have elements of that 2015 deal where there's a cap on uranium, and also maybe you sweeten the pot by saying, here, we'll just have nuclear power for you, and you also include a ballistic missiles program restriction.
Oh, that would be huge.
And it'd be massive.
And remember, the guy that was there with him was Lindsey Graham, who we played the part talking about what his solution was, is... You can go buy all the uranium you want for your nuclear reactor from China, Russia. We'll give it to you at cost or whatever, and be happy. You don't need to be producing uranium.
Well, and it really was...
If they'll agree to that, then that is a win.
And the troubling thing after the 2015 deal is that a lot of that money that started coming into the nation of Iran ended up going to missile development and military technologies, and that is unnerving not only to the U.S., but Saudi Arabia and Israel. And so I think if you can get them talking about their missile program, that's a massive win.
It would be. I'm not sure if that will happen, but it's interesting Rand Paul being the choice for that because, as I said, Lindsey Graham was down there. He came back and had some suggestions for the president, which I'm sure that was a passed into the Rand Paul formula. He knew about Rand Paul being a emissary for this whole thing. And what better guy to do it? Because Rand Paul is the least hawkish guy that's out there. And if you want to use military force, he wants you to get approval from the Senate.
Well, and of course, this article has all sorts of hawks saying, oh, this is a desperate move. If you try to make a deal too much and reach out with diplomacy, the Iranian regime will play hardball even more. So, I mean, I think there is a role, especially for somebody unofficially, to be talking to the Iranians. It can't just be give them a deal they can't refuse sort of thing.
Right. Well, also, I think Rand Paul could very legitimately, because they know who the players are in America, could legitimately say, look, I will recommend and vote for us getting involved if some things do happen over there. And that would speak volumes.
Well, and it's him playing good cop. He's like, if you guys, I'm the voice of reason here. I don't think war would be good for your country or our country.
Even limited.
And if you don't deal with somebody like me, you're going to deal with somebody like Lindsey Graham or Mike Pompeo or John Bolton. You know who John Bolton
is. Yeah, John Bolton or Pompeo being the two worst of that.
Exactly. And I think there's even daylight between Pompeo and Bolton. Bolton, I mean, literally has been advocating for bombing Iran for years now. Pompeo, I think, really just wants his maximum pressure campaign. He doesn't necessarily want war. He just wants to be just short of it.
And Bolton kind of messed up because where Trump has said multiple times, our end result is not regime change. Bolton kind of let the cat out of the bag, saying, well, it wouldn't be bad if we had a little regime change over there.
Right.
People kind of bolted on that thing, pardon the expression. Okay, so we have a former police officer that's going to be running against AOC. We're going to get to the squad's interview with CBS host Gail, whatever her name is. And but listen to this guy. He's got an interesting portfolio.
Congresswoman AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, sent shockwaves through the political establishment after a 2018 midterm victory, defeating Long Island long-term New York Congressman Joe Crowley. A lot of people thought he'd be the next speaker. Our next guest is a Bronx resident who says the one-time bartender inspired him to run against her for the 14th House District seat. Joining us now is high school government teacher and former Harbor Unit police officer John Cummings. John, why are you in?
Oh, there's several reasons. One of the reasons I got in was at the prompting of my students. You know, for a long time, they asked me, you know, Mr. Cummings, why don't you run? And my answer was always, I think it's impossible to defeat an incumbent who's so firmly entrenched like Congressman Crowley was. And the present Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez obviously ruined that excuse for me, as my students pointed out to me.
And plus being a Republican in that district.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's certainly going to be an uphill battle, but there's great organization. Mike Rendino has done a nice job up there. Organizing the Bronx GOP, and certainly Queens is 65% of the district, and they're well organized, and I think we can actually do this. I also think this transcends party. I think people are really interested in local representation, and that's something that we've seriously lacked in that district for a long time.
I know it took her a long time to open up an office in New York.
Yeah, and also, you know, she's more than 25% into her term, and we haven't gotten a newsletter yet, so we really don't even know what exactly she's doing locally. We haven't had any word at all.
Now, I want to tell you something. This is a very Democrat district. There's not been a Democrat that said that they want to run against her. And I think the reason is that they don't want her lashing out at them. They want to do kind of a stealth campaign, come along. And it's interesting what he said is that nobody has gotten a newsletter. And you remember the guy that kind of got in trouble with moving the money around? One of his jobs was to do the newsletter. That was one of the reasons for the money that they moved around.
Right.
And all of a sudden, poof, money's gone, went into this other company, and nothing ever happened.
This is her chief of staff.
Chief of staff.
Yeah, this guy, beyond just moving the money around, which has been fairly suspect, I guess what they're doing is technically legal, but it's right at the limit. But he has been the one lashing out at a lot of the establishment Democrats, if you want to put it that way, and he's been doing it hard on Twitter, going after folks like Pelosi. He compared the Black Caucus to Jim Crow Democrats for voting for the aid package down at the border.
That will get you somewhere. Let's go to the phones and go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
Boy, I tell you, I'm doing fantabulous, man. I want to hear Joey do Donald Trump impression, thanking the squad for improving his poll numbers.
I just want to thank you. The women. I love women. I do love women. And I just want to say, excuse me, I'm getting a little choked up. This is just such a beautiful moment. I just want to thank you for hugging Nancy Pelosi and coming after me. You shout all sorts of names at me, but I know it comes from a place of love. Thank you.
The last part was great. Last part was great.
Oh, my gosh, don't you know that just turns them inside out when he says something like that? I mean, brain matter is exploding all over the place amongst the squad.
I've got the squad interview on CBS for you that played this morning, and it's interesting to say the least.
You know, I love it. I can't help it. It's just so funny, and it is very humorous, and I'm enjoying the show. But I want to talk to you real quick, or ask you real quick a couple of things about you know, upcoming mayor election there in Montgomery. I'm not a citizen of Montgomery. I hadn't been there for a number of years there. But
where are you a citizen of?
Montgomery. Oh, I'm a slap out, baby.
Okay.
But what goes on in Montgomery affects everything in South Central Alabama, and it's vitally important that Montgomery elect a good mayor, because Todd Strange has done such a great job. May not have agreed about everything that he's done, but overall he's led with a lot of grace, a lot of character, and you know, achieved some results that I think the whole area can be proud of. But were I to venture a suggestion for the next mayor, the one and only thing that they should concentrate on up front is breaking the death grip of the Board of Education off of this city, because it is dragging down everything. Look at Auburn. You've talked about Auburn earlier. Why is Auburn doing so great? It's because their education system is a marvel. It is just an outright miracle. And they don't just have a like statewide appeal or even a regional appeal. Man, they have a national appeal over there for the public school systems. And, you know, if a few people could just stop worrying about what kind of money other people might make, maybe they could all get together and say, well, look, let's come up with something innovative. Let's break this chain of really just failure, one failure after another, and see if we can't do things a little differently. What do you think about that?
Oh, no, I've told Todd this directly. If you could do something like a voucher system or a quasi-public-private system, Montgomery would be the greatest place in the world. But if you do that, you're talking about you're going to need a lot more money than what we're spending right now.
Okay, well, I guess.
But here's something good. Here's something interesting. If you were to get, you heard me talk to District 78 candidates about this. If you could get a law passed that did a carve out of Montgomery County and said, we're not going to apply the state rules to Montgomery, Alabama, we're going to let Montgomery, Alabama do things in a different way and do a quasi public-private education where you can commingle private dollars and public dollars together and fund different schools that are out there. I think Montgomery would change overnight, but you would get some state backing, so you wouldn't need, somebody came up with a figure like $650 million a year. You wouldn't need an additional $370 million because we're at $280 on our education budget, but you would need about $150 to $180 million.
Well, you know, I have a brother that lives in Mountain Brook, mm-hmm. and he complains and hollers about his car tax being so much, you know, and I'm like, dude, you got no clue. Pay the car tag.
Really?
Because, you know, it's going to the educational services up there, which are, you know, it's one of the envies of the state right there. You don't, you know, paying the car tag as opposed to paying for, you know,
$12,000 a year for tuition. School,
yeah, the private school tuition. You got to be kidding me. It's a drop in the bucket. You know, come to Montgomery. Go broke on education. That's the message that's being sent right now. Or send your kids to a bunch of failing public schools. There's got to be another way, and I urge people to get together and try to come up with some innovative solutions because they are out there. Heck, man, Montgomery could be a blame miracle, a nationwide miracle, if they would just allow it to happen. And it would solve a lot of problems.
Absolutely.
Not just in education.
It would. Our property prices would increase drastically if we could solve the education problem. And the way we need to look at it is that again, doing a quasi-public-private education where you're, in essence, funding some now current private schools. You're funding people to go there. And there are all sorts of creative ways of doing that, but you've got to get, and the time may be coming to an end here, but it could be done, and but people would have to think differently than the way we thought about education in the 1960s.
Absolutely, Dan. And there's not just that. There are other opportunities for South Central Alabama. You know, I know it's an old horse, but I'll get back on it and see if I can get it spurred up. The Blaine, international airport type of opportunity is still out there. I know it's not, you know, there doesn't seem to be a way right now to make something like that happen. But look, Atlanta is full. They can't build any more onto that airport. And so they need relief. They need an international airport that's nearby. Good gracious. Hello, Macon County, Lowndes County, Dallas County even, or Montgomery County. The opportunity is there. It's just hanging out there. No leadership. Nobody can take charge of it or can't get done somehow. I don't understand why. Because, you know, look, you know, there have been studies about it.
I was on the project team that did that in the 1990s during the Guy Hunt administration, and we had sited it near Clanton, Alabama.
You land that opportunity somewhere in the South Central Alabama area, around the five counties here, and man, you're talking about another layer of economic jet fuel.
Oh yeah,
this whole system.
Yeah,
it needs to happen. But you know, I don't know, man. I don't know what the holdups were, but there's the opportunity is still there. It's not going anywhere. And somebody in this area needs to take advantage of it.
Papa B, I've got to go, buddy. You're welcome to hang on, but I got a short break here. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
I'm gonna die.
Let's go back to this former police officer. He's going to be running as a Republican against AOC. We also have a New York businesswoman, Jamaican immigrant, and she is going to be running also. Now, I'll tell you something. If AOC doesn't get opposition or makes it through a primary, then the odds of a Republican trying to beat her would increase because she does have some negatives. But I think that if somebody's going to run against her in the Democrat primary, they're going to come in very last minute. They're doing work now, but they're not public, and then they'll kind of just come in supercharged out of this. So let's listen to this former police officer talking about his background and issues.
Police officer in the district, you're a teacher in the district, you went to school in the district, and you live in the district, so you actually understand the district, and you understand that Republicans have not gotten much of a foothold. You're the second Republican to jump in. What is your message?
I think that education is extremely important. I mean, that's one of the things that I'm going to focus on. Obviously, I've been a school teacher for 21 years. I think that's important. I also think that socialism, I despise socialism. I despise everything about it. And when you look at what's going on economically right now, for many years, the Democrats have flirted with socialism, or like what I like to call it, the S word. And now they're almost knocking each other over to see who can grab the socialist ring first. And when you're doing so in a climate where the economy is really chugging along, I don't have to tell you, unemployment is low. Everything seems to be moving in the right direction. And now you're going to flip the script. I think it's outrageous. And I think people know that at the local level. They don't want to be taxed 50, 60, 70%.
Yeah, let me tell you, that's going to be the reason she's has such bad poll numbers, as and Omar's are even worse. But is that there's part of her community is already just taxed too much because they live in New York City. She's in the Bronx, and it just doesn't make sense. Particularly what happened with Amazon and some of the stuff she said. I mean, she is out of tune with those folks. Rodney, hang on for me. I'm going to play this next piece, then go to a break and come back to you, because I'm going to give you plenty of running room here. Let's listen in.
So the AOC leads a charge to stop Amazon for opening up a plant because it would have gotten tax breaks to do that in Long Island City. How is that going to resonate? How did it resonate with your community?
It didn't go over well at all. As you can imagine, that was a lot of jobs, both Amazon base, and it affected the surrounding community. I mean, all the small mom and pop businesses that could have popped up, service industry jobs. It wasn't just the 25,000 jobs in Amazon. It was the buzz economically that it would have created, and it's not there now.
What makes you think you can win as a Republican in a time in which there almost is no Republican presence in New York?
I think the whole idea that my message is I am you. I've lived and or worked in that district my entire life. You know, I shop where the people shop. I live where they live. I eat where they eat. I know where the good restaurants are. I sit on the Cross Bronx like everybody else. And that message resonates. I think people are tired of being ignored in that district. And I think that I can lend real representation for the people in Queens and the Bronx.
And that is so New York when somebody says, I know where all the good restaurants are. That is telling you that you're really from New York. I mean, I had friends that were from New York, and that's what they would say. You know, come on over, because I love New York. Love New York. Would go up there and go broke and then come back, take the choo-choo up there, take the choo-choo back. But
I'd love to visit the city. I made friends with somebody who lives there. I could do a little trip. But I loved the state. New York State was fantastic, and all the people were great up there. So.
Well, New York City is a place everybody needs to go to. Everybody needs to go to Times Square, go to Rockefeller Plaza, particularly during Christmas, and go see at least one play in their lives and or the Blue Man Group. And that's so New York, and have some New York pizza, a Nathan's hot dog, and go to a Real for Life deli. It will open your eyes. News Talk 93.1, Rodney coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.